The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Hey guys, yo, it's me, Matt C. It's Monday. It's time for fucking another Matt C Monday. Whoa, whoa, I wish it was Sunday. Fucking Sunday. Right, I have had loads of fun, but loads of arguments with people regarding things like COVID and conspiracies and things like that that have kind of been all over social media and just all over conversation generally, I'd say, over the last couple of years. I've had a lot of heated debates, etc. And you know, I thought I'd just share my opinion of what I actually think of it all, for what it's worth, because everyone else seems to. And one thing I'll say about it all, the last couple of years, is that handling COVID and what's going on in the world with regards to all that, it's been pretty much a complete shit show. It's been the way it's been managed. And whatever has actually happened, like whatever's really gone on in terms of COVID and vaccination rollout and its development and etc., etc., we have to admit that none of us really know. Like, you know that you've got your phone in your hand right now. You probably have. You know that. And I spoke about it last week, the two different kinds of belief. Really what's happened with COVID and the vaccine and the conspiracies and all that stuff that I'm talking about right now, it all falls into what's called type 2 belief or the mythology belief. It's unprovable to me and you. So I might argue with you, we might disagree, but neither of us can really prove anything because none of us are working in the labs actually doing the research, just to kind of give it one example. Does that make sense? So it's a type 2 belief system. It's a mythology belief system. It only the facts can only ever appear in our mind, and we have to take the word of what other people are telling us. That's what a type 2 belief system is. But we can all agree that this has been a dress rehearsal for something that probably will come along that's much worse in future. Like, for example, if global warming really does melt all the ice caps, etc., that will cause way more of a problem what COVID did. And we've absolutely fucked the dress rehearsal of COVID up, of a real problem up globally. The cooperation between all the different countries and even people on the street couldn't be any more different. And it's caused a problem, and it's something that we need to address. One thing that I've noticed, especially with COVID, like one of the common problems, common denominators for all the countries involved, is that they almost all don't have enough hospital beds, or they didn't. That is something that I think is pretty much the same almost everywhere. And everywhere in the world, regardless of the kind of person you are, what language you speak, etc., everywhere is different. The demographics of every place and the behaviour of every area of the people in that area is different. It's and it takes a lot of management. I'm not saying I have the answers, because I don't. I'm not saying I'd even be able to do it, because I probably wouldn't. But it's just important for us to understand that everyone and everywhere is completely different from the next place. And since over the last couple of years, I feel like everyone's become much more sensitive, probably because we've been inside more, with our own thoughts more, getting fed our own narcissistic beliefs back to us a lot more, you know, because of the social media algorithms and stuff. Things like panic buying, petrol, shit roll, shit tickets, you know, the conspiracies that seem to be everywhere, falling out with people, friends over silly beliefs that neither of you can prove. A lot of this stuff is completely rife. And that is the perfect scenario for the people making the decisions, just so you know. Now, you know, like I would say I used to be a conspiracist, not anymore. But I do think that the people in power have everything to answer for. And in the UK especially, I don't feel like they care that much about us. We're just a statistic. And I think that it's apparent that the mismanagement of the healthcare systems across the world is something that they've all done, and the things like vaccines that have come along and the rules that they've tried to put on us, the things like COVID passports and all the sort of hot topics that are really divisive, they're all like easy answers, easy sort of answers for a very complex situation. And what I think is the actual truth, and you please tell me if you think I'm wrong, or if you have any ideas, or if I'm a bit right and you think I'm kind of right but not that right, please, please let me know if you think that. I think that the only thing that they really care about in each individual country, I'm talking about the governments now, not the companies, I'm talking about the governments. The last thing I want is just people dying in the street. They don't want to appear like they don't have the answers right now. It's all a big front that they pretend like they have all the answers and they're sorting everything out, when in actual fact, they're a shit show. And they don't want to get voted out now, because they will get voted out now if they admit that they get things like mismanaging the healthcare, not enough hospital beds and stuff like that. If they get that wrong, or if they're seen to get that wrong, they get voted out now. And that's an admittance of failure. If they say, look guys, we've just mismanaged it. In fact, it wasn't them, the current people, who mismanaged it. It was in fact the people before that who mismanaged it. And they're having to deal with the problems now. But Joe Public, like me and you, we don't think like that. We think, this is shit, these guys are shit, get them voted out. So it's an admittance of failure. And all the government officials do, the people who make all these rules that we've got to adhere to, is they're just thinking, I hope that this don't happen on my watch. So I'm going to create these set of rules. Hopefully it'll work. I'm going to, you know, we don't have enough budget for all these hospital beds. The NHS, we can't afford to fund that. So I just hope that it doesn't happen on my watch, on my shift, when shit hits the fan. That is pretty much how the government is run. Most organisations within the government are run like that. The fire service is a little bit like that too. And it's a massive risk running things like this. Like, for example, they've reduced the amount of fire appliances. Obviously, I'm a firefighter, so this is my own perspective. They've reduced the amount of fire appliances, but when a big fire occurs, that's we can manage. But when two big fires occur, it's a major problem. And if there's two big fires going on at once, and then there's maybe a house fire or a bad car crash, which, you know, across West Yorkshire, you can totally imagine happening, then they really get found out as there's not enough appliances and it's because of mismanagement. And that's something that nobody wants that to happen, but that's just the reality of it. And I think that that's what's kind of happened with regards to like the NHS and the hospital beds, which has led to all of the hardcore rules about masks and lockdowns and vaccinations and stuff like that. I think if they'd have had enough hospital beds, I know it's a bit more complex than this, but I think if they would have had more hospital beds to begin with, it wouldn't have been an enough staff that were well paid enough. I don't think there'd have been as big a problem in our country anyway. And the same going across the entire globe as well. As long as the people in charge stay in power, because they have to keep the financiers for their party happy, for themselves happy, because they're all earning a lot of money. We all know all about all that already. But the friends who are the friends who have massive businesses that are all part of it, the shareholders who were financing their friends' businesses, it all sort of links together. And the bottom line for me is, they don't really care about us. We're just statistics to them, you know, these Tory boys. And, you know, like, so my personal opinion is there's never been a global cabal with a plan to get everyone to have a vaccine. I don't think there's a 5G rollout to give everyone COVID so that we all have to have a microchip inserted into us. I don't think there's a plan to get everyone into a lockstep totalitarian state so we all obey. I don't think any of that is true, one tiny little bit. For the reason being that they need, the people who are in creating all these rules and controls and regulations for us that everyone seems to be annoyed about, they need our spending and our effort. They need us to be spending money and happy. Because the more that we're happy and we're spending money and we're putting effort in, because we have enough energy, because we've got a zest about us, there's more money in the system for them. And the more happy and educated and healthy a demographic of people is, like in our case, it's the residents of the UK, the more money there is in the system, and the better the more money that they make. But it's better for everyone as well, because we're all working, we're all happy, we're all educated, we're all healthy, so everyone benefits. It's not just about them benefiting, everyone benefits. And there are ups and downs overall. There's ups and downs. You know, things might be going up for a while, then it seems to go down, but overall the trajectory of everything in life goes up over time. Everything gets better and better and better. And with ultimately what we're doing at the same time is we're feeding this big Ponzi scheme for those rule makers at the top that I keep mentioning, and all they need is our willing effort. If we're willing and putting effort in and putting money in the system, they're happy. They need our energy and they need our masses. And they say, now our strength, the masses, comes in the fact that we are the masses. That's our strength, right? But the perfect, like I've said it loads of times before, but we've got more money, we've got better health, we live longer. Everything that matters is better than it used to be. Everything that matters is better than it used to be. So I don't want you to confuse this. I'm not whinging about life. I think life's ace and we're all sometimes a bit guilty, unless you're suffering from any mental health issues. I think that some people who can't see the light of how good life is versus what used to be, I think they just need to just get a bit real and understand, have a bit more perspective. So I do think everything's getting better, but the goal for the people at the top, the controlling elites, if you want to call them that, is if there's more money in the system that we've provided, and they can divide us in some way or another, that is the perfect mix for them to benefit. Okay, so there's more money in the system with more of our effort, and we can be divided and fall out amongst each other and focus our energies in the wrong places, that is the perfect stoichiatric mix for them, all right? You know, we'll fight over black and white. We'll fight over, are you vaccinated or anti-vaccinated? Are you Eastern or Western, Muslim, non-Muslim? It don't matter what we're falling out over. Woman, man, non-binary, you know, left, right, whatever you want to say, anything to divide us benefits them. And it's really important that we understand that as humans, we want to put ourselves, form ourselves into groups without even realising it. Are we in the same group or are we not in the same group? Are me and you in the same group? Are you vaccinated? I'm vaccinated. Well, we're in the same group. That guy over there's not. We want to do that. It's important that we notice that, because that is really fundamentally where the problems for us start. And the only fight the only fight that we really need to be fighting is the power gap, okay? Not people who are rich, because it's okay to become rich. The power gap that's growing at an alarming rate is the real where our focus should be. Like I say, not against anti-vaxxers, not against pro-vaxxers, not against people who don't believe in COVID and all that. No, it needs to be in the power gap, not the people, but the power gap. The power gap. That's where we need to be focusing our energy. The man next to us might be different to us, but really, ultimately, we're all the same deep down. So we've just got to resist the feeling and that temptation to create an in and out group. It's really important that we do that for our own mental states. 6 months, having 6 months worth of hardcore Facebook usage, and then they go missing for 2 years, and it's because it's obviously got all gotten on top of them, you know. But we can get through it together. It's important that we remember that, and remember it's the power gap and not the people that we need to be fighting against. Guys, I hope that's not being too complex and dull. I love you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Health, wealth, fitness, education, elevation.